Some people call it French toast. Mm-hmm. We call it lost bread. I do. And then you fry it. Mm-hmm. Put a skillet and fry it. And use molasses over it, or salt, honey.
What's something you can make with cornmeal and salt and water that you boil together and you can eat with a spoon?
Kush-kush.
How do you make that?
Just like you said, well, you use meal and hot water.
Is it re-cooked or is it just...
You mix it all together and you cook it together and you add a little milk to it and it's kind of a cereal. It's a very sustaining thing. Mm-hmm. It's used quite commonly down in South Louisiana.
Do you ever hear it called mush?
Well, the same thing, mush and kush-kush. Mm-hmm. We've always called it kush-kush.
Do you ever hear something called the corn dodger?
Yeah. That's a frankfurter, a wiener, or a stick.
Mm-hmm. But they call that a...
Corn dog, we call them.
Mm-hmm. Something fried in deep fat with a hole in the center.
Donut.
Are there different kinds of donuts?
Oh, yeah.
Names?
Yeah, the donuts like they make in New Orleans, but they don't have a hole in the center.
What do they call?
They call them donuts, but they're an entirely different type. It's a little square donut, and they serve them at the French market.
Do you ever hear, would you have a different name for them depending on whether or not they had yeast in them?
No, not that I know of.
And something you make up a batter and fry to eat for breakfast.
Making a batter and fry for breakfast? Some people do that with bacon.
Or, no, you put syrup or butter over them.
Hot cakes?
Okay, any other name for hot cakes?
Pancakes.
Which term would?
We use hotcakes.
Okay. And talk about how much flour might be in a sack. You say a sack might contain 5 or 10
pounds.
Just a second. And the inside part of the egg is called the?
The yolk.
What color is that?
Yolk.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Softball egg.
What if you
crack? Poached.
Huh?
Poached.
Okay. And you'd say, if you were thirsty, you might go over to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
And you'd say, the glass fell off the sink and...
Broke.
So somebody has, what, that glass?
Broken.
And you say, I didn't mean to...
To break it.
And if you were thirsty, you'd say, I, what, a glass of water?
I want a glass of water.
Or I went in there and I
got me a glass of water.
And I
drank it.
And you'd ask me, how much have you?
Drunk.
And you'd say, we certainly do quite a lot of water.
Drink.
And you could take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make sort of a sweet liquid you could pour over pudding or pie. You call that a... Is any kind of...
It's almost like that what you're talking about is almost like a... It would be a custard, but it sounds...
Well, it's not...
It's a hard sauce.
Huh?
It's a hard sauce.
It's a what sauce?
Hard. You put liquor in it.
A hard sauce is with liquor in it?
Mm-hmm.
What's, what if it doesn't have liquor in it?
You pour it over what now?
I mean, would you still call it a hard sauce that didn't have liquor in it?
You're talking about it's like an eggnog, your nog, that's what you're talking about, isn't it? Milk and egg together?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you could call that a light custard.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a sauce and a dressing or dip?
Well, dressing, I would, that's something on a salad.